Mark Marinelli, Markmarinelli, 12-161, chief complaint, cough, congestion, rib pain. I threw my back out on the right side. Patient was coughing and he felt like he threw his back out. History of hypertension and obesity. His 62, this is Mr. Marinelli, Marinelli, born 12-161, today's 11-123. He's a 62-year-old gentleman who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. Period. The paragraph, his cough has become more productive, has turned yellow in color. Because of his coughing, he threw his back out. Period. In the paragraph, his chest x-ray shows an enlarged heart along with vascular fullness and right-sided atelectasis versus early pneumonia. Period. In the paragraph, he also passed medical. He suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, has never had a heart attack or heart problems, no history of stroke. Medication includes Atenolol, Ramipril, hydrochlorothiazide, Atorvastatin. And
you guys can go out over here. I'll have your script at the window, okay? Yeah,
right out. Atorvastatin. And Atenolol and hydrochlorothiazide, and so hydrochlorothiazide is—he's got all the wrong doses anyway. Doesn't matter. Okay, so those are his medication: hydrochlorothiazide, Atenolol, Atorvastatin, Ramipril. Allergy: morphine. Social: he's been married 40 years, 2 kids, 2 grandkids. He smokes. He does drink, but not on a regular basis. He does smoke a pack a day. Surgery, knee surgery times 2. On the left side, also had his thyroid removed. They thought it was cancerous, but it proved to be non-cancerous. On the right side, vasectomy 1994 and arm surgery in 2000 and gallbladder in 1996. Period. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, colonoscopies up to date. He's never had a colon cancer. His blood work has been done regularly by his regular physician. He weighs 257 pounds. His weight's up about 10 pounds. He tells me 99%, 98.2, 16, 62, 130 over 73. Heart positive to lungs, fear, bronchi, TMs, red push, tympanic, his red nose, going on focal skin, shows no rash. We did look at his chest x-ray, as I mentioned above, possible bronchitis with an enlarged heart. Number 2, because of the enlarged heart, we looked at his echocardiogram. There's a calcified mass in the right ventricle. I'm going to send him to a cardiologist after he's over his current issues to recheck the echo and see what that mass is in the right ventricle. Next one is cannot rule out pulmonary hypertension. Next one is right ventricle and atrium are both enlarged. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Next one is must quit smoking. Next one is he knows that. Next one is he does have calcification in his neck, consistent with atherosclerotic disease. Next number, he does have mild carotid stenosis. Next number, he also has BPH. Next number is the thyroid nodule on the right side caused him to remove his thyroid. Left side shows no nodularity. Next number, he does have lymphadenopathy in his neck. Next number, arm and leg pain, showing evidence of blood clots. He does have what looks like DVT in the lower extremity. I'm sorry, not so DVT, PVD in the lower extremity. Next number, Midrol dose pack was given. Next number, Z-pack was given. Next was Bromfit for cough. Next number, Toradol, 60 milligram. Next number, Rosefenicgram. Now, next number, Dexa, 8 milligram. Next number, I suggested going to the emergency room for a CT scan to rule out pulmonary embolus with his chest wall pain. He adamantly refuses. He says he knows that he threw his back out. But he says if it doesn't get any better in the next 3 hours with a shot of Toradol, he will do that. And his wife confirms that for me as well. Next number, we talked about smoking. Once again, he needs to quit smoking. Next number is referred to cardiologist for above-mentioned reasons. Next number, he will get a copy of his blood work from his primary care physician for our chart as well. Next number is lose weight. Next number is fatty liver. will improve with weight loss. Next one is I'd like to see his liver function test to see what that looked like. Next one is COPD related to smoking. Next one is exacerbation of COPD. Next one is left knee pain. Status post two surgeries, i.e., two knee replacement. No sign of a DVT was noted. Thank you.